This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. From the pages of the Washington Post this morning, dietary salvation of a sort. The Post says an FDA advisory panel has changed its mind about cholesterol. It's not that you can go hog wild here, but maybe worry just a little bit less about cholesterol in your diet. Among the most excited, the egg industry. Sally Herships reports.
If we were writing a blockbuster movie about the egg industry, I know, just bear with me. The villain would be cholesterol.
It certainly has been an issue that has been on every single agenda, the topic for every single meeting we've had in the egg industry over the last 30 years.
Kevin Burkham is Senior Vice President of the American Egg Board.
Cholesterol is really the reason that the American Egg Board was invented.
By egg producers in the mid-70s, there was an egg crisis. America's consumption of eggs had plunged from around 400 eggs a year in the 40s.
Fast forward to 2012, and it's down to 250 eggs.
Phil Lumpert is editor of SupermarketGuru.com. He says after years of mixed messages about nutrition, telling consumers your product is actually healthy, again, can be tough.
Because what we've seen before, whether it's about obesity or heart disease or cholesterol,
or sodium or sugar,
is lots of confusion. This message has to be really clear.
And heard. If the government publishes new dietary guidelines, they probably won't have much effect on their own. That's according to Mark Cotter. He's CEO of The Food Group, a food marketing company.
To be quite frank, the understanding of the dietary guidelines in terms of awareness is under 10%. In the country.
Cotter says it's up to the egg industry to sell itself, and it seems to have figured out the right recipe. The American Egg Board's Kevin Burkham says last year egg sales increased by $500 million. As its slogan says,
the incredible edible egg, even more incredible.
I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.